Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step 1, download Rocket Money. Step 2, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step 3, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and get your first month free. Just $1 down, $15 a month, no commitment. Deal ends Friday, February 13th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and get your first month free. Just $1 down, $15 a month, no commitment. Deal ends Friday, February 13th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
This is Grave Confessions from the Grave Talks. Daily, raw, real, and disturbing accounts of the living interacting with the dead. To share your grave confession, experience with the paranormal, supernatural, or the undead, call toll-free 888-GHOST-13. That's 888-446-7813. Now, today's grave confession.
My friends call me Bubba. From the Houston metro area down here in Texas in a little town named Alvin. I wrote you back a while back, but I'm not sure if you got it, about something that happened to me as a kid. It has stuck with me throughout my adult life. I'm now 40. But I reached out to some paranormal people, you know, darkness, live sci-fi, etc. Just trying to get some information or some thoughts on what I saw when I was a child. You know, I've been afraid that it's gonna pop up again. And there's times that I'll have dreams about me dying in my dreams, and I go back to the house that I lived in when I saw this thing. Let me take you back about, 33 years or so. We were living in Temple, Texas. There were some weird things going on around the house. Some smaller things that led up to something big. Like, there was a night we saw, my sister and I were sharing a bedroom, and my dad's boat was outside our window, and we saw a shadow person in it. they're always, you know, at night, I could always hear voices, like whispering in the living room. There was a night where I saw what I thought was a couple of little red lights, and they were getting bigger and bigger, and I realized that they were eyeballs, you know, red eyes. And I screamed for my parents. The hall light came on. They disappeared. Another thing was my mom. She was always telling my dad that when he wasn't home, she would hear voices. And she would think she heard something tapping on the walls and stuff. And he thought she was going insane. Something that I'll never forget is my sister, my dad, and I were in the garage, and we heard what sounded like glass breaking. We were in the living room, and my mom was sitting there just staring out into space, rocking back and forth. She had a big shard of glass in her hand. She had broken her favorite cup that she would drink out of. It was a Smurfs cup that I had given her for Mother's Day. And she slipped both wrists. And she was just sitting there staring. And it wasn't until we got her out of the house that she came to. Mr. and Mrs. Brewski, my mom died in 2014. Unfortunately, I'm the one that found her body. She was dead in her apartment. Her heart had given out. She died on her bathroom floor. But until the day she died, she couldn't tell you what happened. She said she was sitting there. She was watching something on TV. She was laughing. And then the next thing she knows, she was at the hospital. My mom wouldn't lie to me about that. You know, my mom was very open with me. And if she knew why she did it, she would have told me. Anyway, there was another event where I was playing with a puppy that my parents had got me. And my parents came to the living room. They saw me playing and petting my puppy. And they asked me what I was doing. And I told them I was playing with my puppy. And they told me that that was impossible. And I said, why? And they said, we didn't tell you, but we buried your puppy this morning. He died of parvo. But I saw that puppy. That puppy was barking. My sister even came in the living room and asked if we had gotten a new puppy. But my parents acted like it couldn't, you know, like they didn't hear anything. So here we go. This is the thing that I would like some information about. Oh, one more thing. I don't know if insects and stuff have anything to do with demonic entities. But my mom kept our house immaculately clean. And we always had bunches of houseflies. We always had bunches of roaches. And we always had big, like, barn rats. I mean, the rats were so bad that we had a smell in our living room. We didn't know what it was from. My dad flipped a cushion on the couch, and there was a flat rat. Apparently, it had gotten under one of the cushions, and one of us had sat on it. I mean, that's just not your typical infestation. And for a house that was totally clean, I never understood that. Anyway, my mom asked me one day during the summer to go get something out of my room. Now, to get to my room, because my sister and I had changed rooms, we had switched rooms, you had to go down the hall and make a 90-degree right turn. The door right before I got to my door at the end of the hall was my parents' room. So I'm walking, and I glance in my parents' room, and their door was open. There was a very pale-looking woman standing right outside their closet, and she had what I told my parents was a long neck. It looked like a neck that had been stretched. She looked up and saw me and started talking to something, and I looked. And sitting on the end of my parents' bed was, I don't even know how to describe it. It looked to be very tall. It had it had like, I know this is going to sound very weird, but it had like, it looked like it had black skin with like red lines down its face, you know. And it looked like it had horns. And on Darkness Radio, the guy jokingly said I had seen Darth Maul. That's the best way, and that's probably a good description of him, his the way his face kind of looked. But he reached out his arm, and he had long bony fingers, and like almost like claws on the end where his fingernails should be. And it's like he motioned for the door to shut. And that door slammed shut with him, you know, like somebody was really put some force behind it. Now me, I was standing here watching this, and I couldn't move. It was like I was stuck. I wanted to move, but I couldn't. I couldn't scream. I couldn't do nothing. As soon as that door slammed, I was able to move again. And I went and I told my mama, I was like, Mama, Mama. You know, and I told her what I saw, and she told me I was crazy or whatever. So she went, she goes, I'm going to go look. So I was begging her, I mean, pleading, crying, please, Mama, don't go in there. Don't go in there. They're going to get you, Mama. And she opened up the door, and I could not believe what I saw. But there was nothing there. So she's like, see, I told you. And I'm like, Mama, it was there. I promise you. And where he had been sitting on the bed, though, you know, my mom was really, you know, when she made the bed, you could bounce a damn quarter off of it. You know, it was so stiff. But about where he'd been sitting, you could tell that somebody had been sitting on the edge of the bed. But that didn't seem to bother my mom. So she told me that the door just shut itself. And I asked her how. And she said, it was a draft from the wind. And I told her, Mama, how can it be a draft from the wind? There are no windows open. No doors got opened. And the air conditioner's running. And at that point in time, we had a window unit. So it's not like the central air kicked on and did something. Anyway, never any answers for it. It wasn't until it was about 10 years ago, I guess. Yeah, I'd say about 10. By the way, all this happened probably between the years of 1982 and 1985. But about 10 years ago, so probably a good 21, 22 years after this happened, we found out some information. My dad never divulged this to my mom, because my mom's always been a believer in ghosts and stuff. Well, we found out that a woman named Paula, which was ironic because that was also my mother's name, she had hung herself and killed herself in my parents' bedroom closet. The same closet that long-necked woman was standing right outside of when I saw that happen all those years ago. My mom had no idea about this. And as soon as she heard, I don't know how her and dad got on the subject, but somehow it came out, she called me right away. You know, my mom and I had always been close, you know. That's actually how I found her body. You know, it wasn't unusual for her for people not to hear from her for 3 or 4 days. But the day after Father's Day, my dad called and asked if I'd heard from my mom. And I told him no. And he's like, well, we haven't heard from her for about 3 days. And I'm like, okay. Then I got a cold chill because I realized it was the day after Father's Day. My mom always called me on Father's Day. This particular time, she didn't. And when I went to her apartment and got in, it was really quiet. And I smelled decaying meat, I thought. And it might have been, I don't know. I thought maybe she left something on the stove. Or some bones in the trash or something. But she was laying on her bathroom floor, eyes wide open, glazed over. Anyway, my point being that, you know, I still have dreams about this thing from time to time, where I die or where I'm back in the house and I see this thing and he looks at me with these jagged teeth and smiles and says, "I'm waiting for you. I'm waiting for the day that you're no longer on this earth because you can finally come home." And I almost died from meningitis a couple years ago. I mean, I was close. The doctor told my wife if she hadn't got me there that night, that by the morning I probably would have been dead. And I saw this thing. I know I saw him in my hospital room one night. I even got they even had to come give me something to sedate me because I was freaking out. And they claimed it was because of the brain damage from the fever from the meningitis, because they were going to have to drill holes in my skull to relieve the pressure. And they said that it had done some damage. But I would just like some feedback, you know. Even if some of the viewers have seen this thing or know something about it, knowledge is power, and I have none. I just know that this thing is going to, I feel like it's going to get me. And I really need some help, figuring out what it is. I do a little ghost hunting and stuff like that, but I mean, I have no idea what this thing is. And, I'm 40 years old, and I'm getting closer and closer to not being here anymore, and this thing scares me to death. So if y'all can figure, if y'all have any ideas, please let me know. I appreciate it. Thank you in advance. Love your show. Great job. It's really a good source for people to get their, get their stories out there without feeling judged or, like they're crazy. Anyway, love you guys and your show. Take care.
This has been a Grave Confession
from the Grave Talks. To share your grave confession experience with the paranormal or the undead, call toll-free 888-GHOST-13. That's 888-446-7813.
I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and get your first month free. Just $1 down, $15 a month, no commitment. Deal ends Friday, February 13th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place, so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month, so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit. Track budgets and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel. I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit. Track budgets and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit. Track budgets and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step 1, download Rocket Money. Step 2, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step 3, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.